Hey guys, this is Anime Room. Today we're going to be talking about should Naruto be on Netflix UK? I think this is a bit of a unanimous decision because I'm pretty sure 99% of the anime fan base is agreeing with my opinion that Naruto shouldn't be. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, Naruto should be on Netflix UK. Thoughts, Abby? Why do you think they haven't added it yet?
I to be entirely honest, man, I don't know, because like there's as a starting off with obviously Naruto, but like there's so many animes that just aren't on Netflix, which really confuses me because you see it on like other streaming services like Crunchyroll and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'm guessing it's more of a decision on Netflix's side. Maybe they just have to pay too much for like more of the
The
mainstream animes. I
licensing.
don't know. Yeah.
Like they but they have like JoJo on there. And what else do they have? They have Avatar.
They
Avatar's
have
pretty.
Shokugeki and stuff, but they're all like smaller than the big three, big six, right?
I guess so. Like
So,
I have a few suggestions here that we're going to talk about later, but my opinion is the exact same as yours that like if it is probably due to like a money issue, even though Netflix is rolling in money and like wiping their behinds with $20 bills, but it is probably because of a licensing issue that they won't pay for providing that anime on their streaming platform. I have a few suggestions, Abu, and we're gonna discuss whether these should be on Netflix as well, because Naruto is not the only victim here.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
There's like millions of anime, and only a handful of them are on Netflix. And we need to animization the world, not globalization, animization,
Animization. I think that's a
animization.
good word.
Yeah, I just termed that. I coined that phrase just now.
That is amazing. Please don't
Thank you,
ever do that
man.
again.
Oh,
Continue. What?
wow. Okay. So let's talk about this first suggestion. I got Bleach. What do you think?
Bleach is honestly one of my favorite animes, man.
100%.
It is incredible. Like, I think it was the second anime I watched or third anime.
Yes.
And from episode one, it is literally incredible. Like, the action is amazing. Even the storyline is like, it falters at time, but I think overall, like, it's amazing. Characters are amazing. Graphics for that time was good. I mean, what is there bad to say about Bleach,
Yeah,
really?
like I've like there are a few things that are bad with Bleach, like
I
the
mean, there
fillers
are,
and
but like,
no, I get what you're saying, but like I got
let's
only
talk
t
about the
I
fillers.
got three words for Bleach. It's a classic. Okay, like you gotta have those classics on Netflix to provide it to the non-weebs and enlighten them to the side of anime, so I think Bleach is one of those classics, one of those staples you need in a non-weebs like portfolio of anime. Now let's get on to the second one I've got here. We got Dragon Ball. Now I'm saying this because I don't know about our US counterparts who have, oh look, we've got Naruto, oh don't mind us. Like us UK guys, we're suffering out here. Now Dragon Ball is a really widely known anime, and it's like widely known to not only the anime fan base, to the anime public, but also to non-anime fans. Like everyone pretty much grew up watching Dragon Ball.
In one way or another, even if you don't watch
Yeah,
anime,
exactly.
like now, maybe, like everyone's pretty much watched an episode of Dragon Ball. Like,
100%.
yeah, for sure.
So like why is it not on Netflix? Like I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea, man. But honestly, like, I 100% agree with you. Like, the background for the classic animes, like, Dragon Ball is almost like the father of all anime, let's be real. Like, it's just ancient and incredible. Like, that is what you call an absolute classic. So, I have no idea why it's not on Netflix. Well, for UK anyway. But, I don't know, man. We need to start a petition for all these animes out
Yeah, no, literally we do. Like, let us know like what anime you want. But we're gonna go to the third one. Kurikuno Basket, we're repping our jerseys, not I'm saying we'll be showing off briefly. Oh, Abby's
here. Oh, I've
okay,
done it. Sorry,
okay.
you've done
No,
it.
that's right. We've got our Kisei jersey there.
It's a
That's
jersey right here.
looking fly.
I'm
And then we got, let me do a
also
little
got the
twirl.
guy I'm always trying to copy.
We got a little, oh,
All
I'm
right.
gonna do a little twirl. Okay.
Oh,
Oh, minute.
damn.
You know how we do. You know how we
All
do.
right. Got the number five on the back as well. Looking fly, bro.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Thanks. You too, man. You're looking fly.
Yeah, we should stop gassing each other up and get back
I
to the
know. Yeah.
topic.
Okay. Anyway, Kurikuno Basket. Now that's a smaller anime that not a lot of people know, mainly because it's sports. Sure. So yeah. You were saying that, okay, so smaller anime would be okay on Netflix, and it has been with Shokugeki and JoJo. But why not Kuroko no then? Because it is basketball anime, so it is widely available to the public.
100%, man. I agree with you. Like, I find it weird that, to be fair, Haikyuu is on anime. This is why I don't understand. Haikyuu is on Netflix, sorry. Mm. So, Haikyuu is on Netflix, but there's literally no other sports anime that is, which I find really, really weird. Because fair enough, like, some people are, like, iffy with Coco, but at least Slam Dunk.
Yeah, at least one good basketball anime is Slam Dunk, Ahiru no Sora.
Ahiru no Sora is quite new, so I thought that would come along Haikyuu or something, but I don't know, it's really weird. Like, everyone thinks that there's so many animes on Netflix and stuff, but when you actually watch anime, you know, like, there's less than, like, 1%. This is ridiculously small. And I don't understand why, really, but I guess that is what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is. At the end of the day, Netflix isn't a big anime platform for us in the UK. It's more about Crunchyroll. We don't have Hulu here, I'm pretty sure. So yeah. Crunchyroll is our best streaming platform for our anime. So if you aren't using Crunchyroll, I'm telling you, it's an amazing site to watch anime, okay? So if you guys have any thoughts, what anime should be on Netflix, let us know. We want to hear your thoughts, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace, guys. Anime Room signing off.
Peace.